Welcome back to Vanilla Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast where we say things at you and you listen to them.
Yeah, blah.
Yeah.
We say things at these electronic devices.
We say things at these microphones, but I like to pretend they're people. We put a little hat on them.
There's just a little face right there.
They're the middle.
What if I spit on them? And I'd always have this urge. I'd be like,
you gotta grimace control your urges, because sometimes you just want to give them a little smooch.
Wait, so when bands are playing live and stuff, there's just a little face that they're screaming into.
It's their dad.
Screaming into their dad's face.
Songs to scream at your
His
son.
His mouth is open.
Songs to scream at your son.
Yeah. Do you remember that album? Oh, your microphone screams back.
The compilation.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yep, sorry.
We're good. Where last we left off, I believe lunch was in some shit. The rest of you were drinking, right?
Yes.
Yeah, getting wasted.
Yeah, I'm licking my wounds because I took a beat.
You did.
Took a licking and kept on taking.
I think it was like a 15-point hit or something.
Yeah, he used Divine Smite.
He almost cut me in half.
It was bad. But lunch, you are in the brig with your friend Slam, who is locked in a cage. And the guard above you has been alerted to your presence. What do you want to do?
I'm going to turn myself in because I need to go. I need to go to the higher up.
Maybe he'll bring me there.
All right. The guard comes downstairs. What are you doing down here?
Whatever I want.
We'll see what Johan has to say about that. Come with me.
Been a punk.
He escorts you upstairs and out of the brig and closes and locks the door behind you. And Slam's just back there, like...
Just laughing. Just
I left him some food.
Oh, that's nice of you. Yeah. But it's kale.
Mm. Raw.
Omnivore.
So as you get back upstairs and the door is shut and locked behind you, you may remember that the pirate in the crow's nest had called down and said, hey, someone get the captain, like something's going on, when you guys were in the bar.
Yeah.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. So... Now that you're back on top deck, you can see that the fog that was surrounding the ship is now getting very, very thick to the point where it is impossible to navigate. And the pirate in the crow's nest is now climbing down, like, to alert the captain himself because he wasn't able to reach anyone. Everyone was kind of watching the fight downstairs in the bar. But he's hustling and he shouts down to the other guard, you, we have to get Joachim. And the guard just kind of like looks around, looks a little scared, and Lunchy just lets you go and runs off with the pirate from the crow's nest and runs up towards Joachim's quarters.
Okay, I'm going to take this information. Not that there's much information, but I'm going to go and warn. I can't do anything about Slam right now, so I'm going to go and warn the rest of the crew who are still fighting. So I'm going to go and let them know something's up and... We should probably stick together.
All right. You make your way back downstairs to the common room. The fighting has subsided. You don't see Luther, the Dragonborn Paladin, anywhere. There's a few patrons just kind of picking up knocked over stools and things like that. But your friends are all at the bar with Hard, the Drunken Dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
What was his last name?
Just Hard.
Oh, it's just Hard.
Oh, Hard Large Throne.
And then it became hard lard throne.
Lard throne.
Hard lard throne.
THROWN.
As well as throne. O Barnabas Crimson /OB. You guys are all sharing a few drinks together at the bar, and lunch comes down. How does that play out?
I'm just coming down, like, screaming.
Good lord, son, put some frickin' trousers on you.
Forgot about that aspect.
You got your tiddlywinks out.
Hank, is it?
This is Hank, yes, sir.
You must have seen something.
Never seen those
stranger
before.
Than me at this point.
Never seen no dwarf cock.
I'm a halfling. Thank you very much.
Now you have.
Can he see it though?
I don't know. Can you?
How have you been?
Oh, it's poking
hair
through. Is it? Oh. It's poking right through.
Just the tip through the beard.
It's like a little nose.
The excitement from above.
It's like a little mushroom. You better cover up that little mushroom, fella.
Or just add more mushrooms around it to disguise it.
Oh, I don't know about
that. That's an actual mushroom.
I fell out of a salad from the morning.
Well, you scared me half to death. I thought that was your cock. No. Well, shoot, partner.
My beard is very, like, I have a special groom, like someone who grooms me. Yeah. Whatever you would call that position, that just
a groomsman.
I pay them.
Did that person come with you onto the ship?
No, but I got like a good like beard, full body beard fade.
Got a kit
before I
full
left.
Full body beard fade.
The whole arena fight, like none of that really fucked up your.
No,
yeah, it must be really tamed thick.
Beard slash.
I feel like it has a
thong,
like on the inside, you know, where it would be
unitized,
making contact. It's got to be almost like a bird's nest in there.
Oh,
like a natural little basket.
It's got to smell great.
All right, so how does this play out? Yeah. What do you say to them? How do you guys react? Role play this.
I feel like Zit being drunk would notice him and just be like, "Hey, lunch boy."
Not you lunch
know
boy.
This? You know
stop
this
calling
guy?
Me that.
You yeah, know he was
man.
In the arena.
Have I met him?
I almost died.
Y'all, there's something going on above deck. There's a pirate, and he was up in the top place on the boat.
Yeah.
Came down in a hurry. And
yeah.
He had to go tell the captain something right away. There's a bunch of fog. It seems a little suspicious. Like, I'm not really sure what to do, and I think that we should probably together figure something out.
Think we might be under attack?
I don't know.
Should I load my six gun? Oh, shit.
I can't tell if you're serious.
Six gun. Let's follow him. Let's go take a peek upstairs.
Yeah.
All right. Do you all go up, back up?
Yeah. I show them all the fog. Like, look, see?
Hard is going to stay at the bar, but Obi is going to follow you guys up. He's quite curious himself. So you guys all make your way up there. We'll say Obi's last in line. By the time you have gotten down there, explained everything to them through the drunken veil and got everyone to follow you back up, by the time you get back up, the fog is now completely encompassing the entire ship. It's to the point where you can't see like more than an arm's length in front of you, and you can hear a faint bell sound in the distance every so often that seems to be getting closer, just like a
doom, doom, doom,
like
doom.
A buoy?
Like a ghost ship.
Buoy.
And it's dead silent. Like you, before when you guys were on top deck, you could definitely hear like the waves hitting the sides of the ship. But now that you're back up there in this completely encompassing fog, it's eerily quiet. There doesn't seem to be anyone else around, and you can hardly see.
It's spooky up there.
Oh,
I can hardly see.
It's spooky as fuck. I don't hear shit.
Any of you happen to be any of those magic users? Get some of this fog out of here.
No.
I got.
Probably could if I tried, but I don't feel comfortable
casting
magic.
Why don't you just take that big sword and spin in circles for us?
We determined that Solomon got on the boat, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he's somewhere in the background trying to like huff the fog or something. He's trying to catch it in like a bag for later.
He's not a junkie. You know, I have this toilet paper tube.
Hey, what about the spyglass?
Oh, spyglass.
3D.
Got all about
spyglass,
that, 3D. Little bugger. Let's see what we can see through this spyglass, maybe.
All right, make a perception check.
Okay.
Hank, what do you perceive? Tell us.
Number nine.
All right.
Number nine.
You look through the spyglass of true sight. It does allow you to see for up to 150 yards, but all you can see is ocean.
What the fuck good is this shit?
No, point it over there.
Oh, okay.
You look somewhere
else. Aiming in the direction from which you think the bell came from, it's really hard to tell, like, you know when you, like, go outside in a snowstorm and it just sounds like everything's muffled?
That's every kind of morning the effect when I collect that, the cattle.
That's kind of the effect that you're getting right now with the encompassing fog. It seems eerily quiet, like sounds exist, but they're muffled, and it's hard to kind of pinpoint where that bell is coming from. But you can't make anything out.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, ish.
It's going to be a pyramid head.
What do you guys want to do?
You told me to use the spyglass, and then there was nothing there.
You rolled a nine.
What else can we do?
Let me try.
You want? Okay. Okay. How about you try it, you little man?
You sure you had? Oh, you right. weren't even looking in it the right way.
Yeah, like the.
I was looking in the right
end. No, the bell's on the other backwards. Side of the ship.
Oh shit, can I spin around and do it again or what? You want to do this? You figure this shit out. I'm not used to this technology.
Dun, 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 dun. The bell sounds to be getting a little bit closer.
This is a problem. This seems like a huge problem.
20. Pipe down, old timer.
I'm not old. I'm 40 years old.
That's old.
How old are you?
In this world.
12?
33.
All right, so lunch is looking through the spyglass now?
Yeah. All right. In the correct area.
From lunch level? Or are you going to get a vantage point? What do you want to do?
I'm gonna lift him up by the waist like a little guy, you know? Just like a little...
I'm going to climb up to like the crow's nest.
Like a little all the toddler. Way up
to the crow's nest, yes. Okay.
I'm going to throw him up there first.
And I'm going to take a look from there.
Okay.
All right, make a perception check.
Very perceptive. I rolled an 18.
Oh, wow.
Plus 4. So 22.
All
right. I'm looking right at it.
With a 22, you are able to pinpoint the direction of the sound. It's still a bit too far off to really tell exactly what it is, but you do see water being separated, the fog being thinned out a bit. And every time the bell sound goes off, you can see sort of like a... like a glistening hitting as it's like
it's a Godzilla back and
forth.
I'm gonna shout out to everybody like something is gonna happen to the ship.
Oh, iceberg!
What do you shout?
Say heads up. Right.
What do you see?
Something's gonna happen to the ship.
What do you see?
I see the water's doing some shit. The fog's going away in a little area. It's coming towards us.
Is it a boat?
It's coming at us.
I can't see what it is yet, but. If you saw what I saw, you'd definitely be afraid of it.
All right, well, you guys are...
He's seeing a sea monster.
What's coming
you guys
us?
Are shouting back and forth at each other, like lunch up in the crow's nest, and you guys back down below. The pirate that was in the crow's nest originally comes running kind of between you guys, and he seems really panicked and scared, and he's just like, shh, you have to be... And then... he gets taken away by something in an instant and you don't even see what happens.
What?
Like something slices through the fog and just picks him up and carries him off and takes off.
What, so was it flying?
Yeah.
It was no tentacle.
I want to draw my sword.
I think we have to be quiet, but I'm not going to say that in character. I'm going to just put my fingers to my lips and like stare at everybody.
I'll be quiet, but I just reflexively pull it out and look around ready.
All right.
Yeah, I've got my bow.
Lunch, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
16.
Okay. With a 16, you are looking down at your friends and all of a sudden look up very quickly and you see something coming at you. It's moving much too fast to make out exactly what it is, but you do manage to duck in time and you feel like the wind above your head just like... whoosh. As something
haircut.
Flies and almost takes you out and knocks you out, almost knocks you out of the crow's nest, but you manage to evade it.
That was close.
Everybody get below deck.
Dun, dun. Oh. The bell is much closer now. And who has the spyglass right now?
Me.
Okay. Make a perception check with advantage.
Can you critical that or it's just a number? I rolled a 20. So
I see that.
If there's something, I'm seeing it.
After standing back up and recovering from something almost taking you out of the crow's nest, you take the spyglass back out and look in the direction that it came, and you can see what looks like a giant ship. It is decrepit, but also just like massive and impressive in stature coming towards you guys. You know that it's about like 120 yards away right now because the spyglass can see 150 yards. The bell is affixed to the top of the mast of the ship.
I'm standing up in the crow's nest and like my reaction is very anime-like. There's just this big thing.
You don't see anyone manning the ship necessarily, but you do see circling the mast. I would say... between 3 and 5 giant bats.
Whoa.
That's spooky.
I got the dog.
That was
statue.
A giant bat. Did you hear that?
I grew up hunting and eating bats.
Giant bats?
Almost that big.
Well, okay, then. Yeah.
They look tasty to me.
The ship is getting up. Closer. What do you want to do? Well, actually, you're the only one that knows it's a ship right now.
It's a ship now.
Okay.
I know it's a ship now.
We got to still be quiet, though, right? Are we fucked at this point or what?
I dodged it.
Do you shout back down to them that it's a ship?
I'm going to mime out a like it's a ship.
They can't see you through the fog.
It's more of a artistic, poetic thing for himself.
He's going to project the energy.
Yeah.
Okay. BD.
Yeah, I'm just going to shout ship incoming. Just.
All right.
Whatever that brings.
Make another dexterity saving throw.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. 20.
Okay. You managed to duck and evade.
Well, that was just total of 20.
Another bat attack.
Damn.
And what do you guys want to do with this information that a ship is approaching?
Do we have any sort of defensive options, or do we have like...
We did recover all our weapons.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, yeah, but that's not going to do much against boat.
I have my sword. No, but
I think the more immediate problem is the bats that are swooping down to get us.
There aren't any like around. I have an idea. Like,
well, they come to the sound, so we can't make.
I can make sound.
We should go
with my whip.
What we need is John Krasinski.
Get him 10 feet away.
To run and scream about shit.
We need to go below deck.
I'm just going to start whipping my whip like. 11 feet away from me.
No, but see, my thought is if we go below deck, that ship's just going to ram us.
Just go one floor down, brace for impact.
Collision course?
You won't be thrown off the ship.
Right now, it is coming straight at you.
It is, okay.
Can we get the fuck out of his way or what?
Well, is the
can we scoot? Who's running this fucking ship?
Yeah, where's the
get the crow guy up there?
And you know what? Do we got cannons?
Yeah, there are cannons affixed to the deck, yep.
Love me some big old firearms. Big old boat firearms.
Boat gun.
Boat gun. Love that.
Bubble gun shrimp.
Bubble gum. This is a bubble gun. It's Bubble Brand. They make the best cannons on this side of the Mississippi River.
While you guys are trying to figure out what to do,
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot a cannonball right out of the ball,
All right, you start making your way towards the cannon.
You're just making this decision without consulting the captain or any of the crew.
You start making your way toward the cannon. As you're running and stomping, a couple of bats, like, fly and, like, try to catch you, but go above, and they end up ripping through the mainsail of the ship while they're flying through. But you make it to the cannon, although you don't know if it's the right direction, because all you know is there's a ship coming. You don't know from which direction.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Fucking big old sky rats. That's going to be a big problem.
The way that we'll determine if you are on the correct side to attack the ship, just roll a d20. And if it's more than 10, then you're on the right side. If it's less than 10, you're not.
What are we doing on ammunition for cannonballs?
They're preloaded and ready to go.
But we got more.
Yep, there's a triangular, perfectly stacked pile next to each cannon that's like better infinite. When you take one away, it just automatically replenishes.
It's a Hydra.
Okay. I'm going to light one of these bad boys off while he's going and fucking around with the captain. I'm going to take action. I'm going to stand my water.
All right. There are four cannons on each side of the ship.
Yeah.
We'll say that you're on the right side right now.
Okay.
At the aft.
Or some shit, right?
I don't know.
The bow? Port, starboard.
No, yeah, the sides.
I think right is starboard.
I know. I know that. Three.
A three. Okay. So you fire the cannon. It just splashes into the ocean far, far away. But as soon as you fire that cannon, I need you to make a dexterity saving.
Oh, fuck.
It's loud. Like
five bats. Good going, Hank.
Well, you'd think that they go after the... Oh, they make the biggest boom. That's right. We'll make the biggest boom, bring the biggest fucking sky bat right
now.
What am I looking for?
Practically an
air horn. Dexterity saving throw.
Beow, beow, beow. Okay. Saving throw. Seven.
Seven. Okay. Yeah. So after you fire the cannon,
I'm real good at rolling dice.
You are knocked prone. The cannon that you're standing at is destroyed, just smashed off the ship and into the ocean, and takes a section of the wooden railing with it, and is just obliterated. And you do see a couple more of these flashes. They're bats, but I don't know if you know that yet. You do see
bats, and I saw that I know a bat when I see a bat. I used to eat bats. We've been over this.
So you see a couple bats flying off in the direction of the cannonball that you shot. But you did not successfully hit the ship or any of the bats themselves. Anyone else want to do anything? Oh, you're going to take some damage, too.
Figured.
Yeah.
Can I do something?
I had an idea.
Let me take my
hook. You just take 2 points of bludgeoning damage from the hit.
If you were to whip to a certain point 11 feet away, and they would go to that, and then I use my bow and try to shoot it as it goes by.
We could try that. I was also
fishing.
I was also gonna maybe try and use gust.
You could be a bear.
I could be a bear. I don't want to be a bear right now though.
That's true. You're on a crow's nest.
Oh yeah.
Forgot you're up there. What's gust?
It's I seize the air and compel it to create one of the following effects at a point I can see within range. The only thing is none of these reference fog. But the last mode of it is you create a harmless sensory effect using air, such as causing leaves to rustle, wind to slam shutters shut, or your clothing to ripple in a breeze.
So at the very least,
choose the last delicate one. Breezes.
At the very least, I'm going to have my beard.
Your beard flows in the wind in a little breeze. Bit
yeah, behind you like a tail.
It's like just a nice smooth.
But that's not going to affect any of the fog.
I feel like there's more to gust. Like, they've used it on Critical Role to get rid of fog before, I feel like.
Is it a multiple level kind of spell? Like, maybe
it's just a cantrip. Cantrip.
If there's enough wind to blow your tail coat, I think it can blow a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, you can fog. Try it.
I can. It's.
That's wind.
I can slam shutters shut.
Does it have, an area of effect or.
It's a 30 foot range.
Okay.
Is it a cone or anything?
What area within 30 feet of you do you want to clear?
The ship. The area between the ships, basically.
That is much more than 30 feet, right?
As much as that can do.
Okay. From the crow's nest, you cast gust.
Kind of like downward.
Druidic cantrips. And you guys see a little bit more ocean. But that's it.
But we can see the bats coming from further away.
But won't the fog just roll back
in? At least
in.
The fog rolls back in when the gust cantrip ends.
Yeah. Oh,
how long does
1 minute. We got 1 minute.
Okay.
That was cool.
You have 1 minute of a little bit. I'll give you, so this is how we'll do this. I'll give you 1 minute of advantage on your dexterity saving throws from when these things attack you now. Because you can see them coming.
Okay. Very generous. Praise Dungeon Master. Very generous.
Anyone else want to do anything?
Shit my pants. Shit in my dungarees.
I want to try to shoot one with my bow, because that's a silent weapon, and if I can see them now, or are they still up in the fog?
So they're, as far as you know, you have no idea where they're coming from. You assume from this ship that Lunch informed you of. Actually, he wasn't even able to inform you of it. Yeah, he did. He did shout down. Okay. So you guys know that there's a ship, and that there are bats. That is all the information you
have. So... Can you make a whip into the field of view?
I probably could.
Like
do
11
that.
Feet away, and then I'll try and pick one off.
Yeah, but how are you going to tell Lunch that?
What's the point of that?
To kill a bat.
He's fishing for bats. He makes a sound, and the bat goes
to the sound.
I can see my weapon.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
I want to kill a bat.
But like, what's the? There's just as far as we know. There are endless bats. What's the point? You kill one bat, two bats reappear. Why don't we get the fuck under this wood?
I just
bear.
Yeah.
Below deck.
It's also an animal, and I'm not too keen on attacking it.
But it is trying to kill us.
While you guys are arguing about what to do about this and panicking and freaking out, all of a sudden there is just this ear-piercing sound.
Ah!
Perfect.
My ears are pierced.
Damn! I made poops in my dungarees.
You are all paralyzed with fear for a moment as
covered
the
in piss.
Fog is immediately split and a giant bat comes into view. And
oh, another, shit.
And then another.
Another bat.
And another. There are 5 total bats.
Every bat hive has a queen.
Their wings flapping in rapid succession are pushing away a lot of the fog, and the ship does come into view. The bats come towards your ship and just quickly swoop and drop off their passengers, and 5 skeletal pirates board your ship.
Fucking skeletons.
Ooh. Roll initiative.
Skeletons always sick. Talking shit.
Oh, no.
Shit. 23, bitch.
16.
12 for me.
A big boy's 19.
Top of the order, Hank.
Hank.
We're going to consider the 5 skeletal pirates a horde, okay. Rather than having 5 individual things for me to keep track of. Okay. It is essentially a horde of... They have one turn, they act as a group, they die as a group.
Well, like I said, it's a hive mind, and they respond to the bat commands. That's just my theory, I don't know.
I assume they command the bats, but...
Yeah, maybe. You never know. Can't never be sure with these wild animals.
Bat pirates.
Bat pirates.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to...
You're still at the cannon, by the way.
Okay, where are they?
Oh, the cannon was destroyed.
Oh, and you're prone, too. You still got to get up.
I know. How far away are they?
They are in the center of the ship, so they're probably about 20 feet from you.
Okay. Okay. And it's a horde. So I'm going to throw it from my prone position. Can I throw my net on them? Because then I'm thinking...
You will have to stand up, but it's only half your movement to do that.
And then can I throw with the other half?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, fellas. I'm gonna stand me up. I'm going to grab me my net. I'm going to toss it over these skeletons. Skeletons, nets, they get tangled up real good in that rib cage.
Bones get hooked.
Bunch of bones.
Bones hook around. Oh, it's a fucking shit show. It's actually kind of funny if our lives weren't in danger. So... Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to do that. You guys got to attack immediately, okay? Because they're going to be flustered as
Lunch
fuck.
Lunch can't hear you, but he knows the situation.
You know who can hear you? Make a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh.
Too much talking.
19. All right. Mister.
You evade bat attacks while explaining this. The entire time, you're just like bobbing and weaving bats while he's like telling them in a calm voice what you're planning to do.
It helps being prone, right?
Oh, you stood up.
To throw your net.
I was still talking when I...
Are you just laying on the ground?
Yeah, I was laying on the... I was talking... The whole thing was I was saying that before I got up.
I imagine
so
your
that
face
you guys
down.
Were ready.
Imagine your face
Yeah, I was
down.
Like playing dead, basically. But, okay.
Technically, if you're laying down, matter. Then you automatically fail dexterity saving throw, so you would have been attacked
oh, really?
Several times.
Well, I stood up real fast. Okay. So now... I tossed my shit. Do I have to like?
Yeah, we're gonna do some stuff for
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm gonna throw me net. I'm gonna throw me net.
Read me the description of net.
Net.
What is net, please?
Simple ranged weapon.
Is it a net
special
gun?
Special thrown. No, thrown. Range weapon that can be used to make a ranged attack. I know what ranged means, you idiot. A large or small. Creature hit by a net is restrained until it is freed.
Are these like regular?
Automatically? Does it say they make a dexterity saving throw or something like that?
A creature can use its action to make a DC 10 strength check, freeing itself or another creature within its reach on a success.
Okay.
Dealing 5 slashing damage to the net also frees the creature without harming it. Okay, that would be if it was his buddy, right?
And are these regular people-sized skeletons? They are like big...
People-sized.
Yeah.
People.
So you you throw your net, make an attack roll to see how accurate you are with this.
Okay. 9.
9. Okay. You managed to get 1 of the 5 skeletons with the net.
Cool.
You got some math ahead of you.
It's all right. Next in the order, Lunch. Still in the crow's nest. What do you want to do?
Well, what I want to do is to, like, kind of Indiana Jones, use my whip and swing, like, whip on some low-hanging rope and swing down and, like, try and knock out as many skeletons as I can. But I don't know. Oh, is that possible? Does it look like that?
Higher than 11 feet.
Well, not. Where's the nearest, like, lower rope? I gotta swing down maybe multiple times.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, make a series of athletics checks.
How many times am I gonna have to do it? And, like, I'm looking at it. And...
So you would have to, like, basically take your whip and throw it over one of the ropes and slide down it while holding it, like a zip line. Down one rope and then land on, like, a lower mast area, like a smaller platform, and then zip line back down, like, in a triangle formation. So two. Yeah.
Okay.
Two athletics checks. Well,
that's just the kind of person that Lunch is, because he's going to attempt it. He did well sliding down that spiral staircase on a shield.
Yeah, that's true. And I think he surfed all the way down a hill under the world tree, so, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did pretty good, so pretty lucky.
Was that solid?
So he's going to try it. He's gonna zip line his way down.
All right, make two athletics checks.
Eight.
Okay. So you throw your whip up over the first rope, and
he did it really confidently too.
You did. You actually end up not being tall enough for your feet to plant on the platform when you make it down. So you just keep going and hit the mast and fall on your back on the platform prone. You still have a bonus action and your movement, because that was just an action.
Stand up.
Stand up?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up.
All right. So that's half your movement.
I assume I can't try that again.
You're on the platform now.
So I'm going to try it again.
All right, make your second athletics check. And this one is going to be your whether you can bowl a strike on the skeletons, because you're going to try to connect with them on this one. Yeah.
I rolled a 4 again, so it's another 8. All
right, so you get back up, dust yourself off. I got it this time. Throw your whip over the second rope. I'd slide down. You go to try to kick them, but again, you're too short and your feet just go over their heads and they're, like, looking up at you. And then you just crash into the main mast and fall back down again.
Do the skeletons have eyeballs?
No.
Okay.
They can still sense.
Magical. Okay.
They just pointed their heads.
Yeah, they
just
cursed their heads.
I don't know. I was just trying to get a mental image.
They were all raising their rapiers, like, trying to stab your feet.
That's
going to conclude your turn. Next is Obi. Obi's with you guys.
I forgot
Obi was up in this club.
I remembered that.
So, Obi up in this motherfucking club.
He's just been, like, hiding somewhere, I think.
Obi crosses his arms in front of him and takes out his two flintlock pistols, points them forward, and just unleashes a barrage on
Max
the skeletons. Just,
hell yeah, bullet time.
But they're flintlock pistols. He can only get two shots off, so it's way less epic than I thought it would be.
It's just two shots and then a bunch of clicks.
Just as much build up, but then it just stops.
He's clicking them anyway, just for the energy.
He rolled a 5 and a 10, but he does have +5 to hit. So one of those shots connects with the skeletal horde. And it does 9 points of bludgeoning damage, and it seems to be much more effective bludgeoning damage to these things. And one of the skeletons, one of the skeletons shatters as the bullet hits it. And from the sound of the dual gunshots, he is going to make a dexterity saving throw and rolls a 2. As he is hit by a bat and nearly thrown off the ship and is now holding on to the edge by one arm.
Obi, no!
And that
Obi
is going
tries.
To conclude his turn. Zit, you're up.
Oh, me?
Yeah, Zit.
Can skeletons be poisoned?
They're actually immune to poison.
Okay. In that case...
I feel like you would know that as a... As a rogue.
As a poison breath rogue boy.
But he's just a human boy.
Bled. Yeah, that wasn't. That was me asking.
Bled is just character. A little human boy. No, no, I mean, like,
me telling you that, like, I feel like Zit would know that. So now you know that, like, Zit would know not to do it. You know what I mean?
So all I have then is my short sword, and I'm going to try and swing for the closest one's knee. Try and chop its whole feet off. Chop it off.
We can make some scrimshaw out of this motherfucker.
I'm just going to, like, dart over there. Try and cut his leg off.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Oh. That didn't even roll, but...
That's the same 4?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with that die. That's cursed.
I'm mulliganing it.
I didn't...
It just landed flat.
That's the spirit. There's ghosts in this room.
Right.
There's goats in this room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
16 was the roll.
That hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Hit him.
Oh, wait, damage for short sword. 1d6 plus 2.
Okay.
We're rumbling.
PP.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, I rolled a 4 plus 2, so 6.
6. All right. You take a swing for the thing's knee. I would say the nearest skeleton to you is not the one in the net, but the one directly next to it. And you hit it in the knee. It doesn't shatter like it did when the gunshot hit it. But it buckles a little bit and causes him to, like, fall into the one in the net. And the two of them are down on the ground.
I knew my net was going to make a difference.
Anything else?
Is he tangled in said net
now? The one in the net is tangled. The one you hit is just on top of that one.
Okay. Yeah. So they look...
You could try to chop his head off.
Make an attack roll with advantage.
All right. 11.
Roll it again.
Roll it again.
Two?
Okay, we'll go with the 11. What's your plus to hit? The short sword, I think it's 5.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Okay. That hits. Roll damage.
Roll pizza.
3 plus 2, 5.
5. So you did 6 the first time?
Yes.
Okay. So you aim for the back of its neck, but you end up hitting it in, like, the back area. And you do manage to almost completely chop it, like, in half, like, sever it, but it is still connected, hanging on by, like, I want to say a tendon, but it's just bones, hanging on by a couple more brittle bones, like, still there. It is on its last leg.
Sweet.
But it is, how many legs does it have?
As I took that swing, I'm like, eat shit.
Just one more.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to move or do anything else?
Now that I used that to attack, I don't think I can disengage, but I could still try and just back away, right?
Yeah, you still have movement.
Okay, then yeah, I'm going to try to step back from the horde.
If you do try to step back, they will all get attacks of opportunity against you.
Oh, all of them individually?
All of those that are in range.
All right, I'll stay where I am.
Okay. All right, that's going to end your turn.
Yeah.
Next is the skeletal horde. So since you have, I think, been the only one to put yourself into the fray, the remaining three are first going to attack with their rapiers against you.
Oh, shit.
That is a 13 plus 4, 17.
Ooh, that's definitely a hit.
Okay. Since they're a horde, they're really only going to get... one attack roll. Oh, and this is looking good for you. I rolled a 1, a 1, and a 2.
All right.
So the rapier is, I think, plus 2 piercing. So 3, 3, 4.
10.
10 total?
10 piercing damage.
I thought you said 10.
10 piercing damage. And then the one that you knocked over is going to stand up and make a weak stabbing thrust for you as well.
Pathetic.
Oh, that's the wrong dice.
Yeah, his head's almost off.
It is almost off.
He doesn't need his head, really. He's a magical skeleton.
He doesn't have eyes, so...
Yeah.
True.
That is an 8. Plus 4 is 12.
That's a tie.
Tie goes to the runner. So that would be me.
He's running.
The skelly boy.
Wait, you said it was a 6 plus... 4?
8 plus 4.
8 plus 4. 12. Okay, then yeah, tied.
Alright, so that's 4 plus 2 is 6 piercing damage from that one.
Oof.
But that is going to end their turn.
So I'm at 7 HP.
Oh boy.
Skid's turn?
Skid is up.
Skid.
Skid. So where is Obi on the ship?
Thank God you said something. I just want to tell you that Obi was going to have to make some checks to be able to pull himself back up if none of you did this.
I forgot he was still dangling. It's just
my turn in the order. I was going to do it.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that motherfucker.
Me too.
It's in
the first Skid's time, nature. And then I forgot that he was there.
and then
I forgot that he was in peril.
But I think I might have been the only one that had a chance to save him, because didn't he go right before me?
I haven't gone yet at all.
Right, so you're right, there. So I totally disregarded him. I forgot he was there. You couldn't
get the bone man.
All right.
I couldn't have, but let me tell you something. I wouldn't have.
Uh-oh. So where on the ship is Obi? Like, location?
You can get to him without having to go through the skeletons.
Okay.
And he is dangling off the edge of the ship right now, hanging on by one arm.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go run and try and pull him up.
Assist him up. Okay. Make just a straight strength check.
15.
That's exactly what you needed.
Nice. Oh, wait. Sorry, it's going to be 18 because I forgot these. Oh, no, that's a saving throw, so it would still be 15.
Okay.
You were exactly strong enough.
I know. You managed to pull him back up to safety. That uses your movement and your action. So you still have a bonus action.
Use all my movement?
We'll say about 3/4 of your movement, so you probably can move like another 10 feet or so.
And that wouldn't be melee range of the skeletons.
You can reach... I'll say you can reach the one in the net.
Okay. I'm gonna do that then. Okay. I'm gonna say, alright, are you okay? Good. I'm just gonna go over to the skeleton and have a big large swing at him with my big large sword.
It's so big, can you hit more than one at a time?
I don't know if I'm close enough.
Mm. Cleave them.
I'm lucky to get close enough to one, I think.
Okay.
But I was wondering that myself. If I were closer...
They are a horde.
They are
depending on how hard you hit, you may take out multiples of them.
Right.
But in this case, you can only reach the one in the net because the others have kind of like shifted a little bit in this round of combat. And
he's the slow one.
The net is trapped.
Okay. So. Go for the weakest link. I'm going to swing at him.
All right.
Oh, the first one is 11.
Total?
Total.
All right. So after rescuing Obi, you take out your sword. You go to swing it and chop down, and the blade splinters the wood right next to this netted skeleton and actually cuts the net.
Oh, no.
You don't hit it. But you do free it from its...
I didn't want to fight unfairly.
And now you take your second attack.
That was my only net.
The same roll.
Broke my net.
Same roll. With the same roll, I'll just say then you use your second attack to retrieve your sword from the ship.
Out of the wood.
You put some force into it to kind of yank it back out.
I'll just roar to make up for my unsuccessfulness. Try to scare him.
At the end of the roar. Round of combat, there is another shrieking sound. I won't make you do it again. Two more bats come, and this time they drop off to... They're still pirate skeletons, but these ones seem to be... what's left of their clothing is a little bit nicer. And there's a male and a female looking skeletons, and they appear to be like the captains of the ship, essentially, and they are dropped off. All of the bats except for one fly out of sight, and one bat remains hovering sort of over. And
the bigger
it is
bat.
Helpful in that it's clearing the fog. It is one of the bigger bats that was carrying the pirate captains. And back to the top of the order is Hank. So now there's the one in the net still.
Yeah.
I think 3 remaining skeletons. Actually, you haven't killed any of... Oh, you've killed one, or Obi killed one.
That's
right. I got a bone to pick with this one here skeleton that somehow started to escape my net.
All right. How do you want to handle that?
I'm going to shoot my blowgun into his skull bone. Okay?
Is the blowgun poison darts?
I don't think so.
Is it weak against skeleton type? Because no, it's like...
That's piercing.
I mean, maybe you're just like super... You're blowing it's real
like,
hard.
It's like a spitball to a skeleton.
No, I could pierce it.
It's what? It's bone.
It's all bone.
There's not enough mass on that.
Let me ask you something. Headshots? If this were the kind of thing where a headshot had more damage, would it have more damage? Like it would, you know?
Not with a bloke.
With anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a headshot.
Because it doesn't, it's not run from the brain. It doesn't have a brain. It's not operated by brain.
Right. That's true.
So it should just be any damage is anything for skeleton because it's magic.
The only thing is that it literally says in the skeleton thing, they are immune to poison damage. So
okay. Oh, right. No, I know that. Yeah. I know that. It's not poison darts anyway. They're just fucking big ass darts.
Okay. You're going to make a ranged attack against a prone target.
Oh, right. No. The net one's not prone, right?
It is.
Yeah, it looks like it's prone as hell.
Oh.
Due to net.
Well, you have disadvantage. If you go for net boy.
I do?
A ranged attack against a prone target would give you disadvantage.
But a melee, you have advantage.
Oh. I don't have any melees.
You could use that to your defense,
you
right?
You have a sword.
No, I don't. I thought
that there are still 7 operational cannons with magic supply. That
oh, yeah, and you're next to them.
Well, because they're in our ship, right? They're on our ship.
You can turn
the
cannons on wheels. You roll around.
You want me to shoot a fucking cannon into my own ship?
It's not your ship. It's not your problem.
It sinks. I get eaten by monsters.
You can shoot
them. There are monsters on the ship.
You don't shoot them down at the ship. You can shoot them horizontally so they
go off the edge.
Skeletons and go off the edge.
Shoot the giant
sea bat.
I'm going to
spin this fucking cannon around, point it at the bulk of skeletons, and give it a whirl.
All right. Make an attack roll.
Okay. Wait, for cannon?
Yeah.
It's like firing a gun.
Just roll a d20.
Okay.
You just got to beat the armor class.
Got it. 18.
18. Okay. You fire the cannon into the horde. You take out all of the remaining, like, fledgling skeletons, except the one in the net, because he's...
That motherfucker in the net.
You do not hit the captains, male or female captains.
Fucking A.
Hell yeah. You want
to... And then I blow into it to blow the smoke out.
All right. Good bonus action. I like it. Who's next?
Blowness action.
Blown.
Who rolled an 18?
I did.
Not this guy.
Me.
Launch.
Oh, you rolled a 19. You're next.
So I'm going to stand up, shake off that whole embarrassment, and where I landed, what is near me?
The center mast is what you hit, and I would say within 15 feet of you is everything.
Okay.
Whoa.
Like, all the skeletons, so all that's left is the one in the net on the ground, the male and female pirate captains, the bat hovering above, that one's probably about 30 feet, like with verticals included.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just run into the mass of it, and as I'm running, I'm transforming into a grizzly bear.
I forgot.
Yes.
I always forget about that fucking bear.
All right. What do you want to do as a bear?
Get the sea bat.
I'm going to, like, as I'm running, try and just swipe one of the skeletons as I'm running towards, like, the pirate skeleton?
Captain?
Yeah, captains? So there's 2 captains, a bat, and one on the ground in a net.
But remember that the bat is clearing the fog. So if you kill a bat, then
No,
I'm just swiping
grabbing the bat by its feet and using like a bat.
A bat?
Bat as bat.
I like that idea.
So you would have to tell me which of the 3 skeletons
are they like in a line? Can I just like I'm going for high fives at the beginning of a basketball game, just like running by and
hitting the most at once would be the 2 captains because the other one's prone on the ground. So it's... You have 3 different levels of verticals here. You have the one on the ground, the 2 standing, and then the bat.
Yeah, okay. I'm going after the 2 standing then.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
It's not going to hit. I'll just say that. I don't even want to say the number. It's not a critical failure, but...
Okay. So you go charging in bear form, or you go charging in halfling form, transform into a bear. The pirate captain's...
right before I transform, I do the... Ooh, from Disturbed. Ooh, wah, ooh, wah.
The pirate captains ready themselves for your advance, and very dexterously just kind of disengage out of, like, from side to side, out of the way, and evade your attack, and then reconvene. They seem incredibly agile for skeletons.
How did they react to the shout of mine? Were they like, oh, that's cool?
That's what made them kind of go into like a power stance, like, all right, we're gonna have to fuck this guy up.
So they knew it was serious from that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
As serious as Disturbed, which is
extremely
very serious.
Extremely serious. Extremely so.
All right. Next up is Obi. Obi reloads his flintlock pistols.
Reobes.
And he is going to shoot for the bat.
Not the bat, Obi.
Don't get his body meat, please.
See, both bat. Hit?
I'm going to eat that meat.
Bat. Eat barbecue.
That. I only eat bat meat.
Bat-becue.
And bat meat and trash is what I grew up on.
The bat takes 16 points of bludgeoning damage, and they both pierce and make holes in the bat's wings and cause it to lose altitude, and it floats back down. Oh. And then it's perches on the ship and cannot regain altitude. And it now just looks like, you know, like a bat when it lands is way less scary and just
like
looks
rat.
Like a rat or mouse.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But it can't fly. Its wings are still outstretched. It doesn't really look like a mouse. It's very intimidating. It's a big, scary bat, but it can no longer fly.
And it's sad about it. It's like,
it's bat bawling.
As the bat lands, Obi goes to reload his flintlock pistols again and takes aim for the pirate captains, and they very quickly dash up to him and simultaneously pierce him through the stomach at the same time. And Obi is very badly wounded and Ooh. Falls to the ground.
Just pulled you up!
Obi, no!
He's accident prone, what can I say?
Obi!
Obi!
As you guys go to react to this, there is a blinding flashing light that comes from below decks from the common room.
It's Gandalf the White.
And barreling up the stairs, you see Luther Darbos, the dragonborn paladin.
Oh, that asshole?
With his silver sword. And
he's just been chilling down there for this whole time.
I waited out.
Smoking a ball.
And his holy hammer.
He takes a swipe for the pirate captains, who both disengage and then signal for two more bats to come and pick them up. And they carry them back into the fog.
Cowards!
As the bats are flapping their wings, they're clearing the fog. And you can see them. Now you can all see the ship that they are carried back to.
Is it made of bones?
And it is this giant, dark, black...
Bone ship, say it.
Decrepit ghost ship, like, looking...
Bone ship.
Bone ship. Not a ghost ship, a bone ship.
Yeah.
And it is now right up alongside you guys.
We're gonna have a fun night.
I can jump it.
And that's what we're gonna call it for now.
Oh,
swing rope. I want to hung on chain.
Almost got
my nut.
So
this episode should fade out with a bear roar.
It should fade out with me saying,
www.
Fetch me my britches.
Check out my other podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Parents podcast. Coolparents.co. Hit me up. You want to hear a podcast that I'm on, too, that's also kind of cool.
Also, okay. We put a new good graphics out there last week.
Bwet.
Bwet.
We did. There. Me and Bwet and Donkey.
Donkey was on there.
Mm-hmm. Talking shit.
Good stuff.
You can find cool out what a pushed pork is.
Pushed pork. Oh, yeah.
So, check us out at Vanilla Dice Pod. Check out Curtis's other podcast.
Is it Vanilla Dice Pod or podcast?
Sorry, it's at Vanilla Dice Podcast and Good Graphics Pod for Curtis and Brett's Video Game Podcast.
Yeah.
Donkey was a guest on a very recent episode that you should listen to.
Okay. My voice will sound like this, pretty much. Yeah. So if you want more of this.
Thanks for listening, everybody.